The winds, thankfully, have settled down, but here's what's left behind.
The house on both sides of us are gone, I think. We couldn't see the road or anything.
Friday, November 8th, this is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex. Coming up, if the Dems can win the House, their slim path that's getting slimmer is here in California, which didn't seem as blue this election. But first, the mountain fire in Ventura County. 200 homes destroyed. Think about that. More than 20,000 acres now, about 7% contained. We've had our John Barrett out there.
It's actually sunny and warm, and the winds are very calm up here today. You can definitely tell the difference from yesterday. The trees are barely moving, and that's a very good sign. Now, some people have returned to the area, even though they're not supposed to, because they wanted to know if they still had a home to return to. I talked to Chad. He was relieved. He told me he didn't know what to expect until he saw it with his own eyes.
Our property's fine. We got lucky. By the grace of God and very brave firefighters, our property's fine.
So is that up here?
Our next door neighbors on across the street and next door is 100% loss. And the neighbor on one side is fine too. So a lot of it is just good fortune and
luck.
And luck, yeah, the wind direction, all that stuff. But
embers, maybe.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yes.
He also talked with Captain Tony McHale, Ventura County Fire, who said it is a much better day to do what they need to do.
Yes, we've been having a most welcome reprieve from the extreme fire weather that we had the last couple of days. So we're taking full advantage of the good weather. We're going very aggressive suppression tactics today, trying to get some containment line put in, mopping up hot spots. We're utilizing all the equipment that we have on hand. We have an enormous number of engine companies, aircraft, you name it, hand crews. They're all here, all ground pounding. We want to try to get this thing buttoned up as soon as we can because we're expecting another wind event potentially next week. So we want to take advantage of all the good weather and the all the resources that we have here on hand.
Those winds right now forecast for the middle part of next week, thinking either Tuesday or Wednesday. A lot of people are going to have to deal with their home insurance companies now. We have talked a lot about the problems getting insurance, keeping insurance in California. The prices keep going up. Pasadena is one of a number of cities now trying to get the governor to do something about this. Natalie Tavidian talked to the mayor. That's Victor Gordo.
With this call to the governor, what is the urgency? What exactly is the call? Is it asking for fair insurance, stable insurance?
Well, it's asking for a couple of things. One, it's asking that the governor and the state legislature and the insurance commissioner work with the insurance industry to see if there's a way to partner and bring rates under control, whether that's relief that comes in the form of regulation or process or contribution. The other thing that the action asks for is that the governor fund the FAIR plan at a higher level so that those who can't find insurance on the open market are able to find insurance through the FAIR plan.
Now, politics. What's going on in the House? Democrats are starting to get pretty worried. Last night, Republican Congresswoman Young Kim beat her challenger, so that's one of these Orange County seats now decided as we wait for the rest of them. The path, as we've said, sort of goes through us here in California. On our show, LA's Morning News on KNX News, Vicky Moore and I talked to CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
Hey, the Democrats started getting worried about 48 hours ago. I think they're starting to get petrified now.
So what's the scuttlebutt? What's the scuttlebutt behind the scenes?
Yeah, they're not moving in synchronicity with each other, the California House seats. And that's the problem for Democrats. They needed a wave among these California results coming in late to get the net 4 U.S. House seats they need to get control. They've been kind of staying even with Republicans across the country, playing to a draw, which, considering the rest of the election for the Democrats, is not the worst thing, but they can't play to a draw and get majorities. They need to have 4 more wins than the Republicans do. It doesn't appear California is going to bear that out.
Yeah, and right now it's the Republicans in the lead, and especially these Orange County ones. And these are the names we know from all the ads that we were inundated with, right? Michelle Steele, Ken Calvert, Scott Baugh. Ken Calvert's the Riverside County. See, Will Rollins, people thought, would maybe give him a run for his money, but it's the GOP in the lead right now in all of these.
Yeah, and there's an expectation the last of the wave of mail-in ballots, some of which are still in the mail and had not yet arrived at election offices and can arrive until Tuesday and still be counted. They could skew Democratic. They did 2 years ago. They did 4 years ago, but they're going to need some big margins.
And as you probably know, here in California, we are notoriously slow at counting votes. Scotty Mack, CBS News. Some of you are thinking, isn't California supposed to be this Democratic stronghold? Well, sure, yeah, but also not really with a lot of the propositions on this year's ballot. David McEwen, political science professor at Sonoma State.
We put a lot of things on the ballot, but most of those things actually get voted down or voted no this particular cycle, more things are passing than what we historically see. Proposition 36 passing overwhelmingly by California voters, while at the same time not wanting to pass prohibitions on prison labor.
Yeah, 36 was the rollback of some of those progressive criminal justice reforms. The prison labor would have been a ban on forcing people to work in prisons, forcing them to. He's not the only one who thinks this. So one of our election analysts during our live coverage the other night said, yeah, even California seemed to move a little bit right this year. Have you been struggling to move in the traffic around Inglewood when there's big events at night? All these concerts and shows and games. Some of the shop owners are saying the big venues, the sports and entertainment venues, are hurting their small businesses. Here's Karen Adams.
The owners, including Carolyn Plummer of Sweet Red Peach, which is right across the street from SoFi Stadium, say they lose money each time it or the Forum and Intuit Dome have an event. And Plummer says, forget it if they all have events on the same day.
It's almost the equivalent of putting Disneyland in a neighborhood and expecting the other businesses to survive.
The problem, Leah Jones, owner of Champ City Bar, says the traffic on those days keeps their customers away, and the city doesn't help by telling locals to avoid the area.
So we're saying, you know what, have these venues here, great, but incorporate the businesses in the community in a way that people are not locked into their homes on Sundays.
Mayor James Butts responds.
How can you have it both ways? You're saying we're telling people to stay away, but they're saying the streets are crowded. Which one works?
The mayor says Inglewood is not trying to push out small businesses, adding several have catered events at the venues and sell their products there. He says his door has always been open to address concerns. And I spoke with one business owner who says the venues have not hurt his restaurant and he has gained new customers from them.
Again, that was Karen Adams. Now, birthday to tell you about. Yeah, legacy business in L.A. Pink's serving up the sizzling hot dog, celebrating 85 years in business. Customers, you can get the famous chili dog for 85 cents, but only five, okay? You can't, like, grab a whole armful and load up and go away with them. Proceeds will go to charities. Pink family has pledged to give a minimum donation of $5,000 a night. Starts tonight, goes through Tuesday, November 12th, so next week, next Tuesday. Mayor Bass is going to make an appearance at Pink's tonight. George Lopez is going to be there on Sunday. Henry Winkler is going to be there on Tuesday. They say other special guests in between. Quick break, and then lifeguard news and the Grammys. Have you ever seen a lifeguard tower and thought, you know, we should really slap an ad on that thing? Towers in Huntington Beach are getting a makeover. Safety info and advertisements. OC Register says most of the city's blue towers will now be wrapped, so there's the safety information, how to get out of a rip current. There's a QR code you can scan to let you know about the day's hazards and other stuff. And then there's a big empty box right now that says, your ad here. Money generated from the new ad space will go toward tower refurbishment and replacement. Now, picture Beyonce in her Baywatch costume. You know, Baywatch, B-E-Y, ha ha ha. Can't play the music because rules are rules, but she leads in the Grammy nominations. Those came out today, 11 of them for Cowboy Carter. So she's now the most nominated artist of all time, 99. LA Times pop music critic Michael Wood says there is one major category she has not won yet.
Beyonce has never won Album of the Year, which you can sort of think of as the Grammy's equivalent of Best Picture. It's kind of like the most prestigious, kind of like the flagship award. This is her fifth nomination for that award, and she's never won it, which is deeply vexing if you sort of appreciate and understand Beyonce's place in pop history.
Newcomers Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter both got six nominations. I just learned how to say Chappell Roan today because I am super hip. Also, this tomorrow, Family Free Day, Grammy Museum, downtown LA, part of a celebration of Latin music and culture. So a mariachi band's going to kick things off, plus some panel discussions. First 300 people to go. You get a free lunch, taco lunch, parking vouchers. After lunch, free salsa dance lessons. Latin Grammys next week in Miami. That's it for today on the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 of those dealerships at lacarguy.com. Go and have a good weekend.